Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Brock Ten Houten. He is the co-founder and CEO of Intrinsic Power, Inc., a veteran in the automotive and EV market. And Mr. Ten Houten, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for your time and for joining us here today. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, what is Intrinsic Power's vision for the EV charging market? Let's start there.
So our vision for the EV market is to have ubiquitous charging for electric vehicles. Everyone knows that we're transitioning to EV and that the wave is coming, but the grid is not ready for it. And so we've developed chargers and charging systems that include solar and energy storage integration to allow a much higher level of charging with the existing infrastructure.
And tell me, what is the problem you are solving and why did you decide to take on this challenge? I'm sure it was quite a challenge.
So the problem we're solving is that the power grid, both locally and globally, there isn't enough power available and energy available over time to charge all the EVs that people are planning to get and regulators are planning on regulating in. And so what we need to do is we need to have smarter charging systems that are more flexible and can charge vehicles more quickly and efficiently and make sure that they're everywhere so that people don't have to go to destination places to charge. They just charge where they're normally going about their business, at their home, at work. That's where we really need the increases in charging. It's not in supercharging along the highway. It's making sure that anywhere that you park your EV, that you're able to charge that EV. And in order to establish that and achieve that, you're going to need to have a new paradigm in how we tap into the networks and how smart the chargers are about how much power is available for charging at any given time. And this is a problem that we've all known has been coming in EV. And, first there was the problem of making sure that we had EVs in different niches. And I've been working in electric vehicles for, you know, more than 15 years now. And it's all about getting EVs on the road. EVs are here. And new niches of electric vehicles are coming as well, with electric motorcycles, electric trucks, and we can all see that it's coming. But the EV infrastructure piece has been a known hole. And there are charger companies, of course, and charging options out there, but they haven't been working on this larger problem of the of being able to flex properly with the grid and still be able to charge people's vehicles. And so that's the problem that we've decided to tackle. It's actually an idea that my brother had back in 2015, and of how we do the technology and how we achieve this more efficient charging on similar amounts of power. But it was too early for the idea. But now with the EVs ramping up, and we can see that sales are spiking all the time, And with the regulatory push to move to more electric vehicles, it's more important than it ever was.
Well, I think it's awesome what you're doing and what you've already accomplished. Good stuff. And tell me, how does your platform change the EV charging marketplace? There may be a little bit of an overlap of what you've mentioned, but take that further.
Sure. So the existing EV chargers, there's a couple things. There's existing EV chargers that are standalone. And our solution for the charger is smarter. It takes into account the vehicle state, what vehicle it is, the usage, what the charge level of the vehicle is. It's inferring all these things, and there's hardware and software that helps with that solution. But it's also looking at the customer and what the customer is going to do with it. And it uses a machine learning approach to figure out what the user of the vehicle is intending to do with it, what their typical patterns are, when they're likely to take the vehicle again. And then it also looks at what the power rates are with the grid and what the cost is to charge at any moment. And the grid is varying those prices based on when power is available. And so we're saving money for the customer, but also easing the strain on the grid by doing that. And that's what we're doing with our CR50, which is a smart charger that's smarter than what's out there. The Next product behind that is the Renew 100, which integrates with solar and energy storage and provides both AC and DC charging bidirectionally. And that system then takes what's traditionally done with three different sets of hardware and integrates them all into one unit that works together. So traditionally, if you want to have some independence from the grid, you need to have a solar installation plus energy storage plus chargers, but then they're all separate. And what we do is we bring all of those systems together into a single enclosure, but more importantly, onto a single back end and with a single set of power electronics. So you're not having redundant systems that are inefficient in their power usage, but also expensive. And so we have a system that saves $15,000 at the time of install and then $1,000 a year thereafter.
Fabulous information. I'm sure you've jazzed up the listening audience. No doubt about that. You certainly jazzed me up for today. We're speaking with Brock Tenhouten, the co-founder and CEO of Intrinsic Power Inc., a veteran in the automotive and EV market here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, why is the Intrinsic Power approach a smarter way to charge? I'm sure there's some information that listeners wouldn't even have thought of.
So, The software is what makes it smarter. Our algorithms are better. We're charging when people need to. So for example, if you get home and you have two vehicles that charge in your driveway, currently the chargers aren't figuring out which one needs to be charged. Let's say there's two EV home, perhaps one's a hybrid and one's full electric. They pull into the driveway. There's already one charging and it's primarily empty and it's an electric vehicle. We look at the historical usage and what the calendar of that person is, and we figure out that they're going to need to start charging, to start driving that early in the morning and the car's already empty. Then the other comes in and it's a hybrid and that vehicle is already 3/4 full, and we know that that person typically doesn't take off too early in the morning. We can then prioritize charging the EV, but we're doing the calculation, can we wait until the rates drop off, until there's more energy available in the evening, or do we need to start charging now? And those kind of calculations aren't what's being done in current chargers. The existing systems are primarily a time of use delay system where it's just starting later. It's starting when it's cheaper, but it doesn't take into account if you actually can wait until it's later. And customers wind up not having the power they need or making a decision that they have to pay more for their energy and start charging right when they get home. We don't make people make that choice. We're figuring that out for them and doing what makes sense for them based on their needs, the state of their car, the cars in the driveway, the power available from the breaker. And we're doing all that seamlessly. You don't have to be an engineer to use this system. Our solution is the Nest of EV charging in really a sea of Honeywell-esque type products.
Well, Mr. Tenhouten, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us on behalf of Intrinsic Power Inc. and what you're doing in this space. Where can our listeners learn more or sign up for Intrinsic Power to get updates and be in the loop on what's going on?
Intrinsicpower.com. Sign up for the newsletter and start following us. We'll be posting more now that we're coming out of stealth, and you'll be hearing more about us.
Hey, and that sounds good, and we'll certainly do so as mentioned. Mr. Tenhouten, all the best and continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Really appreciate it. Take care.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Brock Tenhouten, the co-founder and CEO of Intrinsic Power Inc., a veteran in the automotive and EV market. And for all the details, simply visit IntrinsicPower.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.